Hello, today we're speaking with Dave Bergman, Vice President, Standards and Technology, and Teresa Rowe, Director of Assembly and Standards Technology at IPC. Thanks for joining us, both of you. With the outbreak, it certainly hasn't been business as usual. And at the IPC, I know that there's a lot of response going on right now around the COVID-19 outbreak. But in terms of the other ongoing activities at the IPC, Teresa, can you give us just maybe an overview of the impact that's taking place to the daily workload there?
Certainly. Staff liaisons have a number of projects that they've been working on for a while that are due to be released this year and even out into 2021. And work goes on those. And what we're noticing is that with people indoors, with people home, they have extra time. And since standards development is volunteer, we're seeing them call into meetings when we may not have had them on the calls before because they have other responsibilities at their jobs. And this is evidenced by a call that we had just earlier this week where the group that normally would be about a dozen people, we had 41 on the call, and it represented more than 10 countries from around the world. So we're really excited to be able to have their presence, although sad that for the reason why we have them there.
Certainly, but 41, wow, that must be quite a bit to manage on a call like that.
It is, but we have strong leaders who are able to work through the issues with the communications. We have ways of voting online through our Zoom links. And so all in all, it's a very positive outcome and things are moving forward.
Now, Dave, you've been obviously in standards for a while and also a virtual or association. What sort of changes are people taking into the standards meeting? Is there more direction around one standard than another, or give us an update on the actual topics?
So it runs the full gamut. I guess what I'd like to then at least start with, About 4 years ago now, IPC essentially became a virtual office. Our headquarters has always been in the Chicago area. We still have a presence in the Chicago area, though the office is significantly smaller than it was at one point, with staff being dispersed around the country, around the world. And so because of that change, the IPC became very comfortable at the staff level in working in a virtual environment. We're working from home, we work from the road, and so it's basically second nature to us now. We've gone through a series of tools and we've settled on our current tool and use it very heavily in staff-to-staff communications. We have then been rolling that out in the work with our committee members, and they seem to be getting additionally comfortable in the virtual meetings. We have, over the years, been running, depending on the committee, now typically they would meet in face-to-face meetings once or twice a year, which has been our historic trend. But more increasingly, because of the amount of work and the need for accelerating the development of some of the standards, there will be committees that meet biweekly or even meet weekly for a shorter period of time so that they can deal with their committee efforts in smaller chunks. And so there will be staff liaisons that have regular weekly meetings with their individual committees. From topic standpoints, Teresa, we have over 30 some standards currently in the pipeline that we expect to release this year. Did I remember that number correctly?
That is correct. It's standards, white papers, guidelines, handbooks. It runs the gambit as well.
So Barry, it's not just one specific topic. It is all areas. We're focusing on design. printed circuit boards, the materials, the assembly pieces. We're now starting to toy, or not to toy, but we're working to develop additional activities in cybersecurity. That's a new project. That's not one that we would expect to be published this year. But it all wraps around efforts that our members and the industry have brought up as topics of interest.
So it's a really serious matter. So I'm glad to hear that you guys are working in the cybersecurity realm.
The cybersecurity is, so we've had some, we've kind of been on the fringes based on some of the interests. We had intellectual property standards, and then that kind of grew into trusted source, where we were working with some of the DoD groups to try and develop a list of trusted suppliers and what they might need to do to make sure that they can be considered a trusted supplier. And then the cybersecurity is a further extension of that. You mentioned early on smart factories, and the IPC standard 2591 CFX standard will, I believe, play a role in smart factories, which and security played a major role in the decision as to what made the backbone of that standard, because you're expecting your factory is going to be running with more digital input, more digital sensors, more data coming in and out, and so you need to be able to control that information. So we believe that CFX will play a role in the smart factory of the future for electronics manufacturing.
So Teresa, during all of this, what lessons do you think the industry is learning right now?
Well, from the standards development piece of it, I think that we're experiencing learning the power of words and communication. We can't show somebody, we have to explain it. And that's really, really important when you talk about standards development. And so I'm seeing more along the lines of people communicating on teleconferences saying, well, let me explain what I mean. They don't jump up and try to draw a picture, or they don't just say, well, you know what I mean, let me show you in the book. It's not like that. They're explaining. And by getting more people involved who don't normally attend our teleconferences, we're also getting more diverse input at times. And so I think all in all, we're learning that this method of communication is really benefiting and will benefit the industry in the long run. Also, in March of 2019, we introduced a new platform called IPC Works for our task groups to communicate. And our groups have embraced it, and they're using more and more and more of the tools inside of it, surveys, polls, comment forms. They're, you know, sharing files, they're sending messages, just even messages of concern. So they're becoming a more gelled group, as much as a group like this can be. So I think all in all, it is positive that the lessons they're learning, like I said, it's the power of words and communication, and that's what standards are. We're just communicating with words.
It's really interesting that you're mentioning communication, and that we can't just stand up and start drawing on a whiteboard the way we normally do. So while there may be need to slow down, there's probably some need for people to even rethink the way that they do communicate as well, and kind of relearn, if you will. And you're probably seeing that in your meetings.
We have, and we also have heard, well, now I understand why the staff liaisons are emailing me at 11:30 at night, because you work virtually, and suddenly I realize that I have all of this time and I'm focused on something, and I'm staying focused on, and I'm getting my action items done, I'm getting my tasks done. And so, yeah, the communication piece is huge to this.
Great. Dave, what advice would you have to share with the industry at this point?
Well, as we were talking, my mind was going back to 30 plus years ago when somebody was submitting a comment to a document and they mailed an envelope from Shenzhen, China to Northbrook, Illinois. And you can imagine how long that took to get that set of input from that company from one portion of the world to the other with no additional review. By the time I got that and then got it to the committee, it might have been 6 months. And now I look at it from a standpoint, we have systems and tools in place where you can have people from multiple continents participating and resolving comments in real time. And going from really not doing that as business as usual. Now, yes, people were using it, but from 3 weeks ago, people weren't working, everybody working from home, and now everybody's working from home. And the projects still move forward. And so I guess that's the fulfilling piece of it, is this is a global, worldwide health challenge. People have stepped up, they have found ways to continue to get their work done. We're not on vacation. People are working from home and they're working. And the standards efforts are important enough to deserve the attention, or they show through their participation that the standards efforts deserve their attention and that they are contributing their expertise in support of electronics manufacturing. And that's, I guess, been something very fulfilling to see.
Do you have any final thoughts that you would like to share, Teresa, with our listeners?
I just wish everyone well and hope everyone stays safe and we'll all get through this together.
Great. Well, those are great words to end on. Thank you both so much for taking time to share your insights. They're greatly appreciated. Once again, you've been listening to Dave Bergman and Teresa Rowe of IPC.